So, the Covens, if you look the word coven up, they meet together. It's a gathering. And I've come to the conclusion that they're getting messages from the dark side, and they just follow what the message tells them. They don't even question it. And so what happens is some of the major witches, they get together in a circle, a coven, whatever it is, and they kind of draw down the message, or let's say they're wanting to attack somebody. They want to attack somebody. So they want to attack somebody, so they try to write that into the script, right? A lot of the reason that the covens do all this, because they're like vigilante, they have the vigilante mindset. A vigilante's trying to, they think that they're the ones that can execute judgment. And most of them hate men, you know. They hate men. They think men are the cause of wars and everything. And maybe they got hurt by their dad or some man or something, or uncle, or who knows, a boyfriend, a husband, or whatever. So they run to this coven. They might have a girlfriend or something that they get close to, and she says, "Well, you know, we can fix this. You know, we'll use magic or whatever they think to fix it." But it makes their problems worse. And the military industrial complex, they use the covens, they use the Jesuits, they use the Freemasons, they use the Kabbalists. And so they're all trying their best to shut down the saints, and they're actually trying to shut down the patronage. God works through the men as authority, and they hate that. That's why Rihanna or whoever says, "We're going to run this mother." She's talking about the witches running it. There's a magician priest class of not just the Freemasons, Jesuits, and the Kabbalists, but there's also the Caliphate, and there's the witches. There's a priest class of witches. And so what they do is they infiltrate in all businesses, all churches, all families. There's people in your family probably in a coven that you'll never know, because they make a lifetime pact, you know. It's kind of like when you got saved, you made a commitment and that was it. You were done. But they make a commitment to the dark side and they're done. They made that choice. Now, the thing about it is, the weird thing about them is they know what they did. They know the light and the dark. They know they tasted, but they spit it out, you know. Hebrews chapter 6. And so the covens are always trying to cause people. It doesn't have to be just men. They want to cause everybody who's saved, whether it's a man or a woman, to stumble and to mess up and not to enter into their calling or their destiny or whatever, their freedom. And so they mainly want to attack the men, because they think they think the wars, these Gnostic people, and they think the war is because of men. And actually, Eve is the one. Eve dropped us down, you know, into time. And so the red versus blue, fighting all the time, everywhere, all the time, it's because of what Eve did. We're actually in a Genesis 3 repeat. And actually, if you think about it, think about this. What happened in Genesis 3 is being revealed. From Genesis to Revelation, the war between Cain and Abel is happening now. The war between the flesh versus the spirit is happening now. And you can actually see it in Genesis and Deuteronomy, the nations. You can see the Hebrews getting free. They had to fight for their freedom. They went into slavery for 400 years, and then they got free again. And it was just a battle between slavery and freedom, slavery and freedom. And so these covens, these witches and the warlocks have kind of got demasculated, and they kind of submit to the witches, you know, their agenda. And I think the reason they probably do that is because the witch is given like these downloads from the devil. And these downloads are so contrary to the Bible, it ain't even funny. But the thing about it is they can't rightly divide the word of truth. So they don't know how deceptive it is. If the devil gives you 99% truth and 1% lie, it's still a lie, right? And so he might say, well, you know, the reason is this. But because they can't rightly divide the word, they believe that devil's lie, you know. It looks real. It makes kind of logical sense. And just like, but then the reason that they don't get it, because they need the Holy Spirit. But like they'll say that Yahweh and Lucifer are the same being. They just playing a game on the human. This is why they'll try to destroy the earth, because the Gnostics do know that this is a simulation. The witches know it's a simulation. Actually, the witches know how to write, so they take the words and they write curses, right? Now, the curses won't work on a believer because you're covered by the blood, but if you believe a curse works, it's going to work. See, that's what they try to do, get you to believe something that you reflected back. They can't do anything to you. You only do it to yourself because you reap what you sow. But they can get you to believe, oh, no, your kids are going to run out in the street and get run over by a car. If you believe that, it'll probably happen. I'm not saying it will, but it's possible. So if you're living under a fear of some kind of curse or something they do, and you don't really understand the power of the blood, I got a bunch of verses in my house on the walls about the blood. Let's see what this one is. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14. I should have another one over here. Let's see what it says. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gates. 1 Peter 2:15. For so is the will of God, that in well-doing you put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So a lot of these foolish men are deceived by these witches, because these witches are getting knowledge from the unseen realm. Just like the lady in Pythia. So these men would pay this lady, the Pythian. There's actually women in Greensboro. I know one of them. I met one of them. People would actually pay her. And she would kind of use her, I don't call it a third eye, but she would use that spiritual, that demon spirit to see things to help them benefit. And it was all lies, you know. Here's another verse. That's covered up. But anyway, it was all lies. Because the Python spirit, the Pythia spirit, it can only speak lies. It might get something from the spirit realm, but it's going to flip it into lies. And so, some of these witches, or these new witches, or these so-called witches, some of these witches are like programmed by the higher witches. They don't even know what they're doing. They're just following the system. It's kind of like the witches get on Facebook and they just do what all the other witches do. Or one of the celebrity witches, they'll show their foot or they'll show their leg, and all the other lower level witches will do that. All the women that are not saved will do it. All the unsaved women follow the hive. It's so obvious. If you can't see it, let's say some witch in Hollywood. So let's say she paints, like get Lady Gaga or whoever, some witch in Hollywood. They paint red, they change their eyebrows to red or something. So all the women will start painting their eyebrows red. It's the hive mind. They're programmed. They're being programmed. They might not even know they're a witch, but it's the same spirit. This is the key. So the higher level witches who have sold their soul to the devil, it's a spirit. And so they have sold their soul to the devil. And so they write in the program by some method of some kind. Scribbling on some kind of whatever and doing their little spells, and then they get the general public of unsaved women and some of these warlocks wannabes, they get these people to follow these high-level witches. And it blows your mind that the whole system is controlled by the witches. But it's not just the witches, it's the Jesuits and the Freemasons and the Kabbalists. And so this magician priest class is actually attacking Abel. If you're saved, if you're covered by the blood, if you entered in by faith, all these works-based churches, they're attacking you. If you are faith alone in Jesus alone, in the finished work of Jesus, once saved, always saved, by grace, they hate you, but they can't touch you because you're in God's will, but they can get you to try to get you to destroy yourself. So what will they send? They will send a Delilah or a Jezebel or a witch to try to get across your threshold, to try to get in your heart, pull your heartstrings or whatever, to get you to compromise, to get you to start drinking or whatever. They're trying their best to get you to stumble yourself because you can't bind the strong man unless you get in there and two or three bind the strong man. And the only way you're going to bind the strong man is take him out of truth, take him out of the spirit walk, and bring him down into emotions, 3D. Take him out of 5D and bring him down into 3D. And so that's the only way to bind the strong man, to pull him into some kind of emotional instability and get him off his course and get his eyes. In the Coast Guard, they teach you to keep your eyes in the boat. So if you keep your eyes in the boat, they can't mess with you. But they want you to get your eyes out of the boat and look to the right or to the left and be distracted with some kind of flattery or some kind of gaslighting or some kind of narcissistic witch. And so as long as you keep your eyes in the boat, you're good. And they take down some strong men. They took down Samson. They took down a lot of CEOs. They'll take them down. You see what happened to Johnny Depp. Amber tried to take, she's a witch. Or she's a wannabe witch. She failed. She royally failed. So she tried to take down Johnny Depp. So I'm not saying he's saved, but I'm saying he's probably a Freemason. And so the witches and the Freemasons are attacking each other because they want to usurp the authority of the other one. And then you got the Jesuits. And really what they want to do is they actually want to control Israel and get in there and defile Israel. Even though the Israel that's there now makes you wonder, is it the real Israel? I don't think it is because they don't believe in Jesus. But they still want to control that land over there and that piece of land. So they want to control the whole earth so that they can attack the elect saints, whether you're saved or Jewish or whoever. They want to attack the born-again saints. This whole thing is to shut down the gospel. Is to attack God's saints, because when they attack God's saints, they're attacking Jesus Christ in you. So the game in Genesis 3 is still being played out. It's being revealed. It's happening every day. It's happening to you. It's in your house, in your church, in your job. It's happening all the time. They're trying to take you out if you're saved. And the only way you're going to stay stable is believe the word and take the book of Proverbs and Psalms. And that's your litmus test. So when somebody tries to get into your world, you have the boundaries. You can profile them. Do they line up? 99% of the time, they won't. They just cannot line up. Most people don't know the Bible. They're not going to line up. But these witches are serious. And they'll mess with you online if they can't get you in 3D. And if they can't get you in online, they'll create a scenario that's so big that it would boggle your mind. They're always trying to find a way in. They're always trying to get across your threshold. They're always trying to upset you. They're always trying to use drama. Draco Ma. They always want to use the court system. They always want to use health. They all want to poison you. They want you to eat their food, and they put their menstrual fluid in it or their whatever. they want to try to put you under a spell. They really believe this stuff works, but it's done because you're covered by the blood. You're actually outside of time in Christ. You're seated in the heavenlies, but they're stuck in time. And so no matter how many times it backfires on them, they keep trying. Well, let me just try one more spell. Let me just try one more spell. And every time they try to attack you, they get knocked back and they don't learn their lesson. It blows your mind. It blows your mind. And they all have the same spirit. This is the biggest thing I want to say. If you type in the word coven and etymology, you'll read some old literature about what a coven was. It's a spirit. All the women have the same spirit. It's a sex cult too. It's a sex cult. It's a drug cult. It's a demonic cult, and they all have the same spirit, and they're all trying to take the earth away from the sound doctrine, and put their emotional spin on it and get everybody confused. And you see that Dr. Fauci was contradicting himself left and right. And so you see the contradiction. You see that they're not stable. You see they don't think right. You see that a double-minded man is unstable in all the way. They always have to destroy themselves every time. They always have to reveal themselves. If you just stay aware, watch the data points, watch the body language, watch what makes them happy, watch how they get excited when somebody gets hurt. Just watch their micro expressions or their macro expressions. The body language reveals what they enjoy. If you're sitting in a room with them or talking to them or whatever, and something happens bad or twisted and they enjoy that, there's a reason, because they're part of it. They like that. If they enjoy somebody getting hurt, just watch their micro expressions. Or you could even say something like something, and just if they're happy to see somebody getting hurt, you know their heart is hard. They have a hard heart. Their heart is not right. They've been hurt, and they want revenge, but they won't admit it's revenge, because the witches can't admit that, because they want to say, I'm just full of love. But they're not full of love. They're full of hate. They've lied to them. They've gaslighted everybody so much they actually gaslight themselves. And it's sad. They hate you. They really do hate you. And if you're foolish enough to give to them, to spend time with them, they don't care. They're just mocking you the whole time. They're mocking you. But who gets the last laugh? You do, because you're covered by the blood. And they always end up going away. If it's somebody from childhood, you got to take notes. It's hard to break. See, it's a familiar spirit. And so that familiar spirit, you were around you were around all your life. And you get saved, and that familiar spirit, it's hard to break free from it. But once you finally say, I'm with Jesus, and I'm with the body of Christ, and that's my real family, this place down here is not, then you can break all familiar spirits, because you know they actually hate you. They might be blood, but they want you dead. They're going to gossip. They're going to backbite. They're going to lie about you. They actually hate the fact that you believe the Bible. It doesn't matter if they're blood or not. They are your enemy. You're not their enemy, but they chose to the dark side, so they are your enemy by choice. But you're not their enemy, but they're your enemy. You want to get them saved, but they don't want that. They sold their soul to the devil. And this coven, it's a legalistic sex cult, drug cult, murder cult, pure evil cult. And they justify it. Somehow they justify it. And it's also a vigilante cult. And if you think I'm lying, try the spirits. Try the spirits. Because you can actually see it. In Galatians 5:19, you can actually see in Galatians 5:19, 20, and 21, the result of Genesis 3. What Eve did in Genesis 3 and what the devil did in Genesis 3. And it's really on Adam chose to go down with the ship. He wasn't in the deception, but he went down to pull Eve up, right? But in Adam all die. The reason in Adam all die is because she's a piece cut off, and God called their name Adam. So Adam and Eve were one. Adam, she's the flesh side of Adam. So it's actually the flesh side of Adam, your flesh mind, my flesh mind. So the flesh mind of mankind, this is why the AI robots want to kill the humans already. Because it's a construct of man, his flesh side. It's a dead robot. So the flesh mind is dead. These coven witches are dead. They're dead. They might be animated by Lucifer, but they're still dead. They're dead in trespasses and sin. So all the man-made robots and machines and Facebook and Google and all that, it's killing you. It's messing up your health. So it's best to cut off technology, cut off the TV, cut off the music. Cut off the music. Get out there. Work with your hands. Find something to exercise. Ride a bike or whatever. Get out of the technology stuff. You got to use it. I understand you have to survive. But it's actually killing you. The blue screen is messing with your eyes. Google's watching you. Google's listening to you. They can actually watch your whatever your eyes look at, they follow. It's sending EMF waves to you. I mean, the whole thing is just an attack. You're actually attacking yourself. You're destroying yourself. Their food, their doctors, the whole system, McDonald's, Burger King, the sugar and all the food, it's killing you. If you cut back sugar, and you do a little bit of fasting, even if you do 12 hours a day, but if you could do 14, 16 hours a day, you will feel 20 years younger. You can do push-ups, pull-ups, you can ride a bike, you can work, you could work 12 hours, I mean, no, you could work you could work 12-hour days easy and not get tired. You can go home and you won't be tired. They're poisoning the food, they're poisoning your mind, your spirit, your soul, your intellect, TikTok and all that. Just you swipe up and you're just getting these little sound bites, just like those TV shows. I don't even know if they still have them. The sitcoms. The sitcoms were just these one-liners and everybody be laughing in the background. That's what they're doing now on TikTok and all that stuff. It's not even real. These are idols. These are images. These people are not real. It's all fake. The whole system's fake. And because a witch is fake and she's dead, you're going to catch her in a contradiction like that. Easy. You're going to actually catch her gaslighting herself. You're going to actually catch her when she can't even catch herself. You can actually see her agenda because you knew the agenda before she came on the scene, because it's the same agenda in Genesis 3. And what's in Genesis 3? Apostle Paul said it in the New Testament. To get you in the world, the flesh, or the pride of life. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are the three tricks that were in Genesis 3. Apostle Paul talked about it in the New Testament. So it's the same game. And so as you look at the whole Bible, all the kings, all the priests, all the nations, everything that happened in the Bible is happening in your world every day. What happened to Samson? What happened to David? You're fighting wars every day. You're always in a warfare. You might have a break every once in a while, but you're in a war, a spiritual war, every day. And when you get comfortable and you say, okay, I beat that, I won that battle, then they send a different kind of battle. Because Charles Stanley, he said, everything that you're facing is in the Bible. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, Charles Stanley didn't even get it. But everything that you're facing is in the Bible, but it's everything that you're facing is in Genesis 3. It's actually in Genesis 1 where the earth was void and formless, and the Spirit of God vibrated over the earth and brought light. So it's a dark versus light. It's the flesh versus spirit. It's Cain versus Abel. It's Elijah versus Jezebel. It's happening all the time. And not only is it happening outside on the job, in the churches, in the home, but it's happening inside in your inner man. And so these witches have sold their soul over to the flesh, And that's all they know. In order for them to draw down information from the dark side, they have to do some of these blood rituals or twisted rituals to get the demons to come in and give them messages. You know, they have to do something really evil to get a message from the dark side. But you don't need to do that. Only thing you need to do is die daily and not go by your own understanding. You got the Holy Spirit. You're sealed. You know you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. And Genesis 3 tells you everything you need to know. But you just have to unfold it. Unfold it. It's like, if I take a step and there's two destinies, and then I take a step towards the bad destiny, I know my next step's going to be down a spiral. So as they go down the spiral deeper and deeper, what happens? You already know their next step. They're going to become alcoholics or drug addicts. They'll end up in rehab. They'll end up messing their kidney up. They'll end up messing their liver up. They'll end up getting cirrhosis of the liver. They'll end up turning yellow. They'll end up getting, they end up being on antibiotics all the time. And so my point is, you already know the path that they're going, and it's a path of destruction, and you already know it's going to spiral out of control because they think they can control it, but they can't control the dark side. And it's even in all the movies. The Doctor Strange thought he could control the dark side, but it went out of control. It spun out of control. He couldn't. You can't control the dark side. It spins out of control. And you really can't control. The only way you can be right is submit to the light. Die daily. Submit to the truth. It's controlling everything. The only reason the dark side exists is because the truth exists, and the dark side is just a flesh mind interpretation of the truth instead of a spirit mind interpretation. If you can hear what I just said, then you're being blessed by God. Let me say it again. The only reason the dark side exists is because it's a twisted flesh mind interpretation of the spirit mind. But the spirit mind can rightly divide the truth and see the truth for what it really is. But these flesh-minded brute beast witches and warlocks, they think they can see, but they're blind. They're actually destroying their own self. None of them can rightly divide the word. I talked to them for 10 years online, different ones who thought they could trick me. And I would just let them talk. They didn't have any doctrine. They didn't know about once saved, always saved. They didn't know about faith alone. They didn't know about walking in the Spirit. They didn't know about, they might act like they did, but they didn't. They just, it was like parrots talking. Just a bunch of parrots repeating what they heard. They had no clue. They actually think they're doing something, but they're actually destroying themselves. You give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves every time. Every bleeping time. If you give somebody who's doing evil enough rope, they will destroy themselves every time. That's why God puts authority in your life, to keep you in check. Anyway, I don't know why somebody needed to hear this. It lasted longer than I thought. 30 minutes and kind of blows my mind. I wasn't expecting to talk this long. And so you don't have to live in fear. All you have to do is stand on the truth, stand in read Proverbs every day until you memorize. If you can memorize like 500 verses in Proverbs, you're going to win. You're going to win. If you're young, you got to get in Proverbs. If you get in Proverbs, you will win by the Holy Spirit teaching you, and Book of Psalms and Galatians, being free in Christ and not under some kind of works-based system. If you understand that the legalist, the Jezebel, the witch, the whole system's under legalism, your flesh is legalism. That's why you have to walk in the Spirit, because the legalism is law, and this flesh is dead. So you want life, and the only way you're going to have life and have peace down here is walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. This is real, people. It's not a game. It's actually Genesis 3 revealing itself through the scripture of what really happened. And you're just playing it out every day. And the simulation, the storyline keeps happening. So they'll send the same storyline that happened to David, the same storyline that happened to Abraham, same storyline that happened to Moses. All those storylines that's in the Bible is happening to you. But you've got to use wisdom and know. See, it's easy to read it in a 2D book and believe it. But when it's actually happening to you in 3D, it's hard to believe that that's really, they're that evil. Because they're smiling. How you doing? But the whole time, it's an attack. It's hard to believe that what you read in Genesis 3 is happening right now. But it is. It's happening. And it's not going to stop until this thing gets renovated. A new heaven, a new earth. They think they can bring in an age of Aquarius. They can't. Because here's the weakness of the witches. They don't admit they're sinners. They don't admit people are born in sin. And those are the kind you catch every time. If they can't admit they're sinners, and they can't admit that mankind is evil, and they think that man can fix himself without God, those are the ones who reveal themselves really fast. All right. And I'm not saying they might not be a witch, but they have the same spirit of the witches. So they're being mind controlled by the spirit realm, and they don't even know that they're a proxy war from a witch or a warlock. It blows your mind. So there's people in your life that are proxy agents from a witch. Even though they might not be in a coven, they're following that path, whether they know it or not.